Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Let's Dive In. It's a new podcast where we dive into the Word of God and decipher some of the scripture verses that might be a little bit confusing or give them a little bit more meaning. I am your host, Jonathan Wright. This is Season 1, Episode 1 of Let's Dive In. I am certainly excited. I've been wanting to do this for a while now. So, without further ado, let's dive in. So today on episode 1, we are going to be covering Matthew chapter 6, 1 through 14. This happens to go through what it's like to pray. Now, a lot of people, I've heard some people ask me, well, Jonathan, I don't really even know how to pray. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Like, you know, is it formal? Is it informal? First of all, let me go ahead and put some of this to rest. You see, God loves us. God loves to hear from us. And praying, a lot of times it can be more along the lines of we're talking to our best friend. Now, we also still have to remember that there is a reverence that comes to talking to God. You're not talking to just your best friend where you can just be completely without reverence. But however, you are talking to your best friend to where you can come to him and you can say, this is what's on my mind. This is what's bothering me. This is what's troubling me. This is what's grieving me. You know, the Bible says, come to me and I will give you rest. And he is the rest giver. So without further ado, let's go into chapter 6, verse 1 through 14. Take heed that you do not do your alms before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. So to just kind of break down verse 1 is that make sure that whenever you're praying, you're not doing it in front of people. Now, there's a difference between like praying over your food or praying over somebody in public. You see, what Jesus is talking about whenever he says this. By the way, those of you who might be wondering, this is, I believe, the King James Version. You might have the New Standard Version or the New Living Translation or the New King James Version. This is actually a Bible that was passed down to me by my father, who got it from my grandfather. So back to what I was saying. Whenever it talks about this, it's make sure that you're not praying in public. You know, it says many times in the Bible where it says, whenever you're going to pray, go somewhere quiet, get away. Don't do this, you know, oh God, I need you. I have to be around you. Come and fill me so these people can see. But that's not what he wants you to do. Therefore, when thou dost thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. That was verse number 2. So basically it just goes to what I was saying just now, is that don't do it in the street. Don't pray just to get recognition. You see, whenever you pray, you're praying to God. You're praying to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You're praying to the Creator of the universe. Have some respect. You know? So basically, what you're going to do is don't be like the hypocrites who pray just to be seen. I am holier than thou, for I pray in the streets. I talk to God. What do you do? Much like whenever Jesus was talking about the poor widow who gave her one coin versus the Pharisee who gave many coins. He was only giving out of his richness because he wanted people to see, I'm so wealthy that I give all I have to the poor. But yet the woman who is a widow, she literally gave all that she had. And Jesus said, verily I say to you, she will be more blessed because she gave out of the abundance of her heart, not out of the abundance of her pocket. And unfortunately, that's where a lot of people are nowadays. If you give out of the abundance of your ego, then you're going to reap the rewards of the abundance of your ego. And that's what it means, that you will have your reward here and not in heaven. Let's move on to verse 3. But when thou dost alms, let not thy left hand know what your right hand is doing. Verse 4. That thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which is in secret, or which seeth in secret, himself shall reward thee openly. So basically that means don't do it out in public for people to see. Do it in secret. And what it says, by don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. In the Jewish culture, the left hand is the one that does irreputable things, the one that does bad things, evil things. So it's saying don't let your flesh know what your spirit is doing. Don't let them intermingle. Don't let them be intertwined. Let your spirit live by the spirit and leave your flesh in the cold. Now, that doesn't mean chop off your left hand. That means that what Paul said, that if you live by the spirit, you will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. Let's move on to verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter thy closet, and thou shalt shut thy door and pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Verse 7. But when we pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Verse 8. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth the things that you need before ye ask him. So what this is saying is basically when you pray, enter into that secret place, enter into your closet. Now it may literally be a prayer closet, if that's what you have. In the house that I just moved into, we actually have a closet that was a prayer closet. Unfortunately, there are things in there now, but I'd like to make it into a prayer closet again. There was a little jar in there that said prayer jar. I thought it was the sweetest thing ever. Now, the secret place is a place where you and God get alone. See, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they prayed in the street. They wanted people to know that they were holy. But what God is saying, what Jesus is saying here, is that don't do this. Don't pray for recognition. Pray for your Father to know, which he already knows. He already knows what you're going to pray before you pray it. But the thing is that whenever you get into a secret place, whatever you do in secret, he will reward openly. And whatever you do in open, you will receive in open. Now, verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, there which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory. Amen. Now, y'all have to forgive me, I have a slight cold. But now, what it's saying there, let's break down this prayer. Excuse me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There is a scripture verse that says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You see, what you're saying here, whenever you say, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven, you are then saying, Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done on earth as your will is done in heaven. It's very simple, very straightforward, but some people find that confusing. Well, what about, like, is there a difference between earth and is there a difference between heaven? No. Basically, what you're saying is, Lord, let me do your will on earth as your will is done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. It is said in the Word of God that whenever you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven. So that right there is just acknowledging, saying, Lord, I have forgiven my debtors. Please forgive my debts. And give us this day our daily bread. He will provide for you. He is the provider. His Word promises it. I am the provider. So in that prayer, not only are you acknowledging the fact that he is the provider, but you are also saying, Lord, I have forgiven my debtors. Please forgive me for my debt. Let's go into verse 13. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Lead us not into temptation. The Bible says he will never lead you into temptation. He will never tempt you. Now, that doesn't mean that you won't go through hard times. That doesn't mean that you won't be led into the lion's den, because God sometimes will lead you into the lion's den to show you that he's still the God that shuts the mouths of lions. I love that saying. That saying came to me about a few weeks back, because I was praying. I was going through a very hard time. And then I said, Lord, what's going on? I'm leading you into the lion's den. But why are you doing that? Because I want to show you that I'm still the God that shuts the mouths of lions. So, let's move on to verse 14. For if you forgive man their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Going back to, we forgive us of our sins before we have forgiven others. If you do not forgive people whenever they've hurt you, forgiveness is very, very, very important. Because if you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven. Think about it as the golden rule. Do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. Well, do unto others as you want God to do unto you. It's the same situation. It says, judge not, for in the according or in accordance that you judge, so ye will also be judged. So forgive others, so that way you may be forgiven. This is a very straightforward part of this passage. And Matthew is filled with red letters. Red letters indicated that Jesus is speaking. Anytime Jesus spoke, it was just wise beyond any of our means and any of our years. He was the Son of God. He was God. He's God in flesh. Now, let's go and move a little bit deeper into this. So basically, Matthew chapter 6, 1 through 14, just talks about, don't pray in public where people can see you. Don't pray to get a reward. Pray, go into the secret place where nobody knows what you're doing. There have been many a times where I've had to get up and leave the room where Sarah was and go and lay down, or go and get on my face, or go and kneel, or just sit, play some praise music, and just pray. That is the secret place. The secret place is wherever you are able to get alone with God. It's not an actual place. The secret place is the place where you and God meet. That is the secret place. Everyone has a secret place. Some people's secret place is wherever you are able to get alone and become one with God, to become intimate with Jesus. And that is the main thing that really comes down to living as a Christian, to living as one who is holy with God, is intimacy. Without intimacy, on that day, whenever we all stand before him and we say, Lord, I cast out demons in your name. I healed in your name. I preached in your name. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Intimacy is key. And some people say, well, I believe in Jesus. I believe he's the Son of God. Well, that's good. Even the heathens do. Even the demons know he's the Son of God. Even the devil knows he's the king. What you're lacking is intimacy. And that's all in that prayer. That prayer is not just a prayer of that, just guidelines. It is a guideline on how to pray, but it's also a prayer of intimacy. Saying, God, you are in heaven, I am on earth. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let your will be done on my life, in my life, on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. Provide for me today. I know you're going to provide for me today. So give me this day my daily bread and forgive me of my debts as I have forgiven my debtors. Let me not go further into this process, into this life, into this journey with this weight on my shoulders. Lead me not into temptation. Lord, don't allow me to go down a path where the enemy may be able to strike. But even if I happen to go down that path, I know that you will provide. I know that you will protect. You see, the Bible says that he will never allow you to be tempted more than you're able to handle. And even in that temptation, he provides a way out. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. For all this is yours, Lord. For yours is the kingdom, yours is the power, and yours is the glory. Amen. This has been Let's Dive In, Season 1, Episode 1. Once again, I am your host, Jonathan Wright. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I look forward to making more with you. Thank you, and God bless.